The coronavirus pandemic struck earlier this year, just after high school seniors were submitting their applications to college. This fall, thousands of students, especially those from low-income households, chose to delay their freshman year as they dealt with lost work or family illnesses. As part of our series of check-ins with students living through the pandemic this morning, WBUR's Max Larkin brings us the story of one student who made the leap to college anyway.
This is the middle of Josh Knight's daily commute, an Orange Line car on his way to work. He's got his ear pods in, straining to listen and speak over the rattle.
Though I do think the film focused a little bit. I'm sorry, I'm on the train, so forgive me if I'm not, you can't hear me, but I do think that this film focused.
It's also the middle of class. As the subway passes under Chinatown, Knight is attending a first-year honors seminar at Framingham State University. Over Zoom, on his phone. Contributing to class discussion takes some planning.
I try to talk in like the lulls, like this, so I like try to shoot my point in and stop, right? It's just like, this thing is ridiculous.
As Knight grips his phone, you can't help but notice his class ring with a glinting blue stone. He wears it every day.
Except it's 23 to graduate from high school, but it's one of my proudest accomplishments because I didn't go through what everybody else went to and graduate high school.
Knight is part of the sizable minority of college students who balance full-time work with a near-full course load. But you might wonder, why now? Why not postpone college this year like thousands of other students did? Why battle the MBTA for his participation grade? For Knight, it comes back to that ring.
Like, I just thought the other day I was feeling a little doubtful about what I could or couldn't do, and I looked at this and I'm like, this is proof that you, like I said, I'm a hard worker and I'm willing to do whatever it takes, as long as it takes to get where I want to go.
The pandemic struck in the middle of Knight's final semester in high school. He took his final exams on a springtime furlough from the Charlestown YMCA, where he's the associate aquatics director. Meanwhile, the hotel that his family had called home for years closed in March in response to the virus. Through a mask, Josh's mom, Florence, explains how that sent the family into Boston's pricey market of short-term rentals.
We moved seven times in the middle of COVID. Oh, yes. Seven times.
They relied on a combination of Josh's pay and, during the furlough, his boosted unemployment checks. In September, the family finally found an affordable apartment at the edge of Franklin Park, with room enough for five. Josh, his parents, and his niece and nephew. As Florence holds baby Kimora on the sofa, the living room feels like a refuge, especially after a dark decade for the family, one that saw stable housing hard to come by and the deaths of three of Josh's half-brothers. The Knights are devout Christians, and their faith tends to brighten even those losses. But clearly, Florence also believes in her son.
He's suffered a lot of loss and displacement and kept his strength and focus to have gone through so much that he has gone through. I'll just stop there.
Knight hugs his mom on the way out the door, but he doesn't say much. He does know that these next few years will be a struggle. While many of his close friends from the Boys and Girls Club started college, he can only think of one that finished. And with YMCA revenue down, he's just learned he'll face a second furlough in December. He's applying for work at another branch. Before his shift starts at the pool, Knight says he does feel doubts sometimes. But they're always local and practical. The big questions, housing, safety, survival for his family, somehow he isn't as worried about those.
Regardless, I don't really feel too much stress in that aspect anymore. My stress may come from other things, like, damn, I have to do this paper, which is, like, pretty weird, seeing that I'm, like, not stressing about home, but, like, I'm stressing about paper a little bit, but it's, like, I know it's going to be okay, no matter what happens.
Josh Knight may be unusually driven, maybe unusually self-conscious, but his circumstances aren't exactly unusual in higher education today. Thousands like him across the state and the country are still starting their path to a degree this fall, with faith in themselves and in spite of everything else. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.